Have you had a lot of experiences with shortages lately? I imagine no one is really immune from it.
Yeah, we've had a number of common drugs limited in our. I work primarily at the hospital, so obviously you know that. In the hospital setting, the ones we've had in the last year or so have been the ones I can think of are most notably morphine, and then we also had limited shortage of Lovenox, which is a pretty common drug to use. Times we've had shortages of, I think, even Lasix, and had to use Mumex in place for a little while. So, yeah, it's been probably more than I've experienced in my 10 years as a hospitalist. So.
Yeah, okay. And so what's the system there for dealing with these shortages? What happens when, you know, you kind of go to the pantry and, well, there's nothing there?
We have a, you know, very good pharmacy program that updates us regularly on drug shortages and offers alternatives. You know, with the Lasix, we switched to Bumex. With the Lovenox, we were using more subcutaneous heparin. With the morphine, we switched to Dilaudid, but we had to scale down the dosing, obviously. So there are solutions. They're not, you know, it does sort of limit our ability to optimally manage patients, but it doesn't cripple us. So to speak.
Is this something generally that the hospital would make patients aware of? Where, you know, we had planned on using X medication, but we're having to use this instead, or is that just something that they're that is just sort of left to the doctors? And you know, as long as the doctors are doing what they think will work out well, that's not something that even comes across the radar screen of the patient at all.
That's a good question. I don't think that the patients are fully aware of the shortage at a given time. Most of the time we're not, you know, most of the time patients are used to having us substitute their routine medications based on our formularies, but they don't, since most of the drugs I mentioned are hospital-based IV drugs, they don't seem to have as much of an awareness that there are other drug options. Sometimes they do, but most of the time, they're pretty accepting of the alternative. You know, I think that there are something that they may find challenging in terms of like Lovenox, which is once a day, and you're switching to twice a day or three times a day shots. When you use heparin with the morphine, for instance, you do have to scale up the dose. People may have a little bit different reaction to the morphine versus, so they may have a different reaction to Dilaudid when you substitute that for morphine, and so you have to scale down the dose. I think there was a learning curve for physicians and using Dilaudid because the dosing is quite different, so that can cause challenges for patient care when you're switching in and out of drug classes. It's not a perfect science. It, like I said, it doesn't cripple us, but it does make it a little bit more challenging for us to fine-tune patient care.
Yeah. There were two fatalities fairly recently on an anesthetic that was substituted, and I believe it was a substitute for morphine. And what kind of safeguards are in place to make sure that all the adjustments are made when a drug that is used so often all of a sudden is not the one being used?
Mainly the pharmacies, we have an excellent pharmacy that scrutinizes the drug utilization and adjusts doses for physicians if they feel it's inappropriate. We have different scales of Dilaudid that we use, equivalent to the morphine scale.
Has there ever been a situation where you've been concerned about the welfare of a patient because of a drug shortage and something not being available, or the first choice drug not being available?
Generally speaking, no. I think there are enough substitutions out there that it doesn't truly impact patient care. I haven't at least experienced that to that extent. Like I said, we always have alternatives, which is a good thing. And so like the morphine, the Dilaudid thing, there's a little bit of a learning curve in how to use the different drugs, but we do adapt. You know, I'm sure there are specific drugs out there that may cause challenges, and if they're not available, none of them are coming to mind, but it depends on what the shortage is, I guess.
Overall, how would you gauge, with what your experiences have been there with shortages, how important a thing should this be for hospital medicine physicians to pay attention to and, you know, to always have their sort of guard up against?
It depends. You know, routine hospital care that I do, it's There's lots of substitutions you can always make. I'm sure there are times if you have, you know, immunosuppressive drugs that are limited or antibiotics that are limited, very specific for organisms that have resistance. It could be definitely challenging, and I can see that happening, certainly. But from the hospital point of view, for us, it's best to have an awareness of what's being limited, so we have options out there, and I think that's a good thing. Just really the biggest issue, again, like I said, is becoming familiar with other dosing systems so you can comfortably manage your patients.